Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. A rose by any other name might smell as sweet, but would it sound as lovely? This hour on Harmonia, we're offering a bountiful bouquet of music featuring that age-old symbol of love, the rose. Even our featured release is Coming Up Roses. We'll sample tracks from O Florens Rosa, La Rosa nella Musica del Rinascimento, a 2017 release by the Italian ensemble La Rossignol.
Thank you.
We heard Les Voix Humaines performing an Intrada and Galliard, instrumental music by German organist and composer Samuel Scheidt. Germany has a special place in rose lore. It's home to a rose bush nicknamed the Thousand-Year Rose, growing on the wall of a cathedral in Hildesheim, Germany, that may be the oldest living rose bush. The bush is nearly 33 feet tall, and its age is documented at around 700 years. The cathedral was destroyed by bombs in 1945 during the Second World War, but the roots of the bush survived, and it blossomed again out of the ruins. It's difficult to find a more enduring metaphor than the rose. From ancient times through the present day, roses have signified youth, beauty, purity, passion, and of course, love. All that symbolism comes at a price. According to the National Retail Federation, over 250 million roses are grown for Valentine's Day when florists everywhere increase the cost of their bouquets. Fortunately, we here at Harmonia want to offer you a more economical option, a musical bouquet featuring a baker's dozen of rose-themed compositions. We'll begin with Petrarch, always a good place to start. In 2009, the Montreal-based group Les Voix Baroques recorded a setting of Petrarch's rose-filled poem Due Rose Fresche, or Two Brilliant Roses, by the 16th-century Italian composer Andrea Gabrielli. By the time Gabrielli set Petrarch's verse to music, his words were already several hundred years old, proving the timelessness of good poetry and roses.
Giorno, o lieto giorno.
poetry by Petrarch and music by Andrea Gabrielli in a performance by Les Voix Baroques. We heard Due Rose Fresche from Gabrielli's first book of madrigals. Gabrielli wasn't the only composer entranced by Petrarch's roses. Renowned Italian madrigalist Luca Marenzio also set Petrarch's poem, and you can decide which flowering of creativity you prefer. We'll hear Ensemble Vocale Veneto in Marenzio's version of Due Rose Fresche. An Italian madrigal by Luca Marenzio, Due Rose Fresche, performed by Ensemble Vocale Veneto. Italians weren't the only rose lovers. Born in Catalonia, the 17th century composer Juan Aranjuez wrote Un Sarau della Chacona, a rhythmic celebratory invitation to dance. We'll hear an instrumental version of Un Sarau by the Renaissance wind band Piffero, but the text is worth a listen. It reads in part, "There was a dance party one evening in the month of roses. It offered 1,000 pleasures and was famed both far and wide. Here's to the good sweet life. Let's dance a chacon. The Renaissance wind band Pífaro performing Un Asarao de la Chacona by the Spanish Baroque composer Juan Arañez. Who can resist lips like roses? In Due labbra di rose by the Italian composer Luigi Rossi, two intertwined voices bemoan two lips of roses that make war on my heart. We'll hear a recording by Jerome Correas and Le Paladin. Music from Jerome Correas and Le Paladin, Luigi Rossi's Due Labbra di Rose. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Roses make good gifts and great metaphors. They also, at least in the early music world, make for memorable ensemble names. The Rose Ensemble, a Minnesota-based choral group, has a globe-trotting discography ranging from Hawaiian vocal music to Shaker spirituals. Their recording, Rosa das Rosas, released in 2014, spotlights music dedicated to the Virgin Mary, a figure who's often associated with roses. We'll hear two pieces from the album, first, Como Poden Persas Culpas, an anonymous cantiga from the 13th century, and following that, a motet, Virgo Prudentissima, by the Spanish Renaissance composer Francisco Guerrero. Music by the Minneapolis-based Rose Ensemble. We heard a Renaissance motet for the Virgin Mary, Virgo Prudentissima by Francisco Guerrero, and before that, Como Poden Persas Culpas from the anonymous Cantigas de Santa Maria. Another ensemble with a rosy name is the United Kingdom-based Rose Consort of Viols. In this case, the name is an homage not to flowers, but to a celebrated family of viol makers. Let's listen to the Rose Consort playing a complex six-part In Nomine by the great English consort master John Jenkins. Music from the Golden Age of English Consort Music, a six-part In Nomine by John Jenkins, recorded by the Rose Consort of Viols. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. The rose has long symbolized romantic love and carnal passion. Paradoxically, it's also symbolized purity, virginity, and divinity. Nowhere is this symbolic tension more evident than in settings of poetry from the Bible's Song of Solomon, a text that melds sensuality with faith. The early American composer William Billings received training as a tanner and was mostly self-taught in the ways of composition. In his choral anthem, I Am the Rose of Sharon, using text from the Song of Solomon, each image receives its own musical treatment, from roses to winter rain. We'll hear a recording by Paul Hillier and His Majesty's Clerks.
Over and over. Leaping up on the mountain, skipping, 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 leaping up on the mountain, skipping up on the hills. My beloved spake
and said unto me,
rise up, rise up, rise up,
rise up, my love, my fair one,
and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The rain is over, the rain is over, the rain is over and gone. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone.
Music by William Billings, I Am the Rose of Sharon, sung by Paul Hillier and His Majesty's Clerks. Roses are often associated with biblical women, like the Virgin Mary or the Song of Solomon's unnamed speaker. But in the German hymn, Es ist ein Rose entsprungen, the rose is arguably a symbol for Jesus, a flower sprung from Jesse's lineage. We'll hear two settings of Es ist ein Rose, sung by the Monteverdi Choir under John Elliott Gardiner. First, a simple version by Michael Praetorius, then a four-part canon by Melchior Vulpius. We'll follow that with the same ensemble's version of the anonymous carol, There Is No Rose.
Thank you.
Religious Roses, we heard two settings of Es ist ein Rose by Michael Praetorius and Melchior Vulpius, as well as the anonymous carol There Is No Rose, all sung by the Monteverdi Choir under John Elliott Gardner. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Everything's Coming Up Roses, or at least it is on a recent release by the Italian ensemble La Rossignole. This 2017 album is entitled O Florens Rosa, La Rosa nella Musica del Rinascimento, and it features musical roses galore. Let's listen to three pieces from La Rossignole's Rose Garden. First, Rosina, a lively dance by the German composer Erasmus Widmann. After that, a canzone for organ, La Rosa, by the Italian organist Florentino Maschera. And to close, we'll hear an instrumental version of the famous chanson O Rosa Bella, long attributed to the English composer John Dunstable, but more recently credited to John Bedingham. three rose-themed pieces, recording by the Italian ensemble La Rossignol from their 2017 album O Florens Rosa, La Rosa nella Musica del Rinascimento. We heard a dance by Erasmus Widmann, Rosina, followed by Florentino Maschera's Canzone No. 10, La Rosa, for organ, and an instrumental version of the famous chanson O Rosa Bella. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Ann Timberlake. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis, Wendy Gillespie, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, with special thanks to engineer Rachel Boyd. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.